All right, Lonesome Loser from LRB today.
Oh, LRB.
Better known as the Little River Band.
Oh, the Little River Band.
LRB. So got the joke of the day from Avon B at 7:49. What the hell? Get up, let's get going.
What's going on? It's not the farmer's market noon. Today.
What did the sink say to the dirty dishes?
Oh, I don't know. What did the sink say to the dirty dishes?
You're in hot water now.
Oh. You're in hot water now. It's like being in the doghouse.
That's a pretty good one. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's probably about a 7.
I think that's a good one. Yeah. I like that. I would say an 8. I'll give it a little
more. Oh, an 8?
Yeah, I'll put up my little card. 8.5.
And she just said, farmer's market next week. Okay.
Farmer's market starting a week from today, 9 a.m. to noon, right there on the north side of the square. Where the Cobb's department store used to be. It's now a parking lot. So head on over to downtown. You can get your farmer's market stuff. You can have breakfast or lunch over at the coffee shop. It's a great community event, and it helps to promote business in our town.
Thanks to Colin Woodall for calling in today from the NCBA in Denver Town.
Yes, you managed to get that set up yesterday. I think we were on the air when you were setting that up yesterday.
Yep.
We were talking on the radio, and you were getting that all put together. That was
good old Big Spring Boy.
That was a plan.
Happy birthday to Michelle Phillips today. She's 82.
Oh, my gosh.
From the Mamas and the Papas.
The Mamas and the Papas.
California dreaming.
Monday.
Always wanted to live in California when I was 16.
You know, there's so many songs about California, and if you've been there, it really is a beautiful place. But those people are crazy over there. I don't know.
I wanted to go down to the old Venice Beach and pump some iron.
Laguna Beach?
Or whatever it is.
Well, I'm not sure. I think that is Venice Beach, but we've been to Laguna Beach, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty area, but a lot of money, a lot of crazy people.
Yes. And they're trying to figure out who's going to be the mayor of Los Angeles now, because they got some reality star trying to become the mayor.
And he's actually funny.
You know, I always thought he was kind of a dingbat. And then I heard his interview, and they asked him what he was going to do with the homeless population. He said those aren't homeless people; those are drug addicts. And I thought, wow, whoa, he really said that. And you know, you've got to appreciate his honesty. He really does want to make changes there. And hopefully, if he was able to get elected, he can do that.
Top Gun actor James Handy killed at 81 years old yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Killed?
Yep, somebody was being naughty.
Huh, being naughty? What happened?
Shot him, I guess. I don't know. Hell, he just was killed yesterday. He was the Top Gun actor in Maverick. And
wow.
You didn't know that? Hell, you read your phone all the time. You'll figure you knew that.
Oh. It says he was stabbed to death. His girlfriend's son has been arrested.
Oh, I didn't know who did it.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. That's terrible.
I guess he didn't like him.
I guess not.
Jeez.
How old was his girlfriend?
Probably 25, I suppose.
Probably.
81-year-old with a 25-year-old.
My goodness.
That's usually how it is. So they had a 4-point earthquake in Las Vegas yesterday. 4.017, 14 miles west of Vegas. I'm glad Max got out of there.
Max got out just in time. He
probably
doesn't
had
have
the U-Haul caused the damn earthquake.
I'll bet when they loaded up all their stuff, everything got a little off kilter, and then it caused a little bit of an earthquake.
Awards.
Yes, all of his awards.
San Diego Radio Awards.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. I'm so jealous of them. I would love to be living where they are.
30 miles from Tahoe.
Yes, man. It's really, really beautiful there.
Oklahoma wheat producers now saying 35% of their crop has been harvested so far.
Oh, really? 35%? I'm surprised they're not done, because
well,
the
they keep
crop
trying
is
to find a field to cut. You know, so it's taking extra time. Not that one. That's weeds over there.
Well, we've got 35% of the ones that we know planted, but we're not sure if there's anything left to harvest. Anything left to harvest.
Drought and all sorts of problems in that crop, too, like everybody else had.
Yes, and that's all over the country. It really isn't a localized thing. It's happening everywhere.
So if John Wooden was around, he would be old now. He died June 4th, 2010, at the age of 99. Of course, the coach for UCLA basketball team for 27 years.
And he was 99?
He was 99 when he passed away.
In 2010?
Yep, June 4th, 2010.
Wow, yeah, he would be really old if he was still around.
He was a good dude. He had he coached Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton.
Oh, wow, some big names.
Oh, yeah. He had a book out, too. I think we read some of that one time.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Pyramid of Success. That's how we got this far.
Well, that's not really how we got this far, but you know, we could always make that one up.
Thanks to high IQ Chaz for coming by yesterday.
Oh, well, we had a phone call with Chaz yesterday.
Oh yeah, 2 days ago.
He came by 2 days ago.
Yep.
We talked to him on the phone for 2.5 hours yesterday.
I got confused. What was going on?
We have a lot to learn, a lot to talk about. You know, he's actually teaching me things that I've wanted to know for a long time, and as long as I've been involved in this, I've wanted to understand this stuff.
And the nuts and bolts.
And I've never really had anyone who would tell me. And I really appreciate him being patient and taking the time to help me understand.
He sent me a message late last night because he's a kind of a night owl.
Oh, he is.
You got wire for those studio speakers? I'm like, hell no, I ain't got no wire.
We ain't got nothing.
I got some wire for the backyard fence. Will that work?
We ain't got nothing.
You got any alligator clips?
Tell us what we need and we will find it.
He's got it, so don't worry about
it.
Okay. He's got a stash of stuff.
And I tell you what, for 11 years, every time we've had an engineer walk in this building, you have told them that you've wanted speakers installed in this studio.
Yep.
And
we got
for
them right
11
behind
years,
you.
We've never had them installed.
Where are they?
I don't know.
JBLs.
JBLs.
Those are the fancy ones, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're fancy, you're fancy.
When he was here 2 days ago, hey, those hooked up over there? I'm like, no.
No, but don't they look nice up there?
They do.
They're very impressive.
We got those somewhere. I don't know where it was. Lainey Wilson is going to sing a song with John Mayer.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Called Phone, Keys, and Wallet, because she forgets all that stuff all the time.
You know, you saw that little video that she made about that, about her forgetting her phone, her keys, and her wallet, and her husband. And that was kind of the introduction to this song that she was going to... I didn't realize John Mayer was going to be in it.
Yep, he's pretty cool. I like him.
Yes.
Little surprise guitar collaboration, it says.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun to hear.
Dave Ramsey has a good quote. You ready?
Oh. Dave Ramsey's...
Now, we've asked people at Walmart if they knew who Dave Ramsey is, you know, the cashier.
We have asked more than one person,
huh?
And they're like, who?
What?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah,
they said, no, I've never heard of that person. And we're thinking, well, that explains why you're working here at Walmart, you know.
Life doesn't have a remote. You have to get up and change the channel, stupid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've put that quote on my Facebook page before.
You have?
I have.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Long time ago.
There's a news report out of China that they're putting data centers on the ocean floor. You think that's true?
No.
Because the ocean's already cool, so the stuff's going to cool itself in the water.
So now they're going to warm the ocean even more with their data centers?
Yeah, with floods.
There's too much pressure down there. There's no way they're going to do that.
Says the wiring's a problem, but you know.
And the water getting in the building.
They'll get one of those Generac generators.
Let's remember, this is electronics.
So Billy Ray Cyrus made history in 1992.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart?
Yep.
Don't break my heart.
My achy breaky heart. Yep, 1992 it came out.
Wow.
And it was downhill after that because he went nuts.
You know, for some reason I was thinking that was an 80s song, but it was just barely into the 90s.
Yep, 1992.
Mm.
came out.
Didn't you see
version.
Him at the airport in Lubbock or something? Didn't you
yeah,
tell me that?
Yeah, he was at the airport in Lubbock when I was there, and he's wearing tennis shoes and blue jeans. And I said,
"Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Billy Ray, what's up, man?"
His acid wash jeans, yeah. right, with his white high tops, dancing
I said,
around the stage.
You're shorter than I thought, dude.
Yeah. You never know when they're on stage. They they look so like they're tall, and then
I said,
you see them in person.
I'm
you're like,
talk
"What
about
happened?"
You in Plainview tomorrow? I said.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's like, huh? Who are you? Here's my promotion that I talked about yesterday, but I forgot the name of it.
Oh.
That we're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
Called Kicking Up Grass.
Oh, Kicking Up Grass. Okay. Because you were telling me about that. Wanted
I
to know what I thought
the
about it.
Name
I think
of
it's a great idea.
Deal, you know?
Yeah.
Good ideas. Sometimes you got to keep taking screenshots of it. Until it sinks in. I'm
yeah.
like, I can't remember the name of that stupid thing. Hey, two zookeepers were hospitalized in Michigan City, Indiana yesterday.
Because?
They were attacked by wolves at the Washington State Park.
Oh, you're kidding. Attacked?
The park zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
The Michigan Fire Department said crews found a woman outside the enclosure with severe injuries, including 4 bite marks to her neck.
Wow. That's scary.
The second victim, as I lose my voice, was found inside the exposure with a wolf and had less severe bites.
The wolf was in there with
yeah.
them? Oh, my gosh.
She was petting the other wolf. Now, good puppy.
Dances with wolves.
The police up there said the attacks happened the day after another wolf died of natural causes. So
oh.
they might have been in a bad mood.
Well, I guess they were going through some...
Take some Prozac.
They were going through some stuff, and they didn't want to be bothered with people.
The zoo is still open, but remains closed where the attacks took place.
So the wolf display is not
you can't
not
go
available.
In and talk to the wolves today.
No more dancing with the wolves.
No. Rock and
well,
Ron...
Well, hopefully they can figure that out, and the wolves will be okay.
Ronnie Roberts from Run for the Hills, Ron at KMAC News in Lubbock said... Today, 86 for the Hub City, 83 Saturday, 91 Sunday, 97 Monday.
Yeah, we could potentially hit 100 on Monday. I mean, that's
101,
kind of
they're saying.
101, yeah, that could be the high, which, I mean, it is June, right? I prefer to get these temperatures in July and August, but oh well.
June 5th, guess what happened, 1993. Today's June 5th.
1993, June the 5th. I don't know. I was working on my bachelor's degree. I have no idea.
You were?
Yep.
Let's see. Where was I?
Where?
Hell, I don't know.
I was working on my degree.
Well, that's the day the Tweety Bird died. Conway Twitty.
Oh, really? Wow.
He was born September 1st, 1933, and died June 5th, 1993.
Oh.
59 years old.
Yeah.
He had suffered from an abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember hearing that.
He was singing in Branson, Missouri to all the old folks. When he started feeling ill, he collapsed on his bus after the concert and taken to the hospital in Springfield, Mo. And that's what happened.
And that's where he died.
Yep.
Well, that's too bad. Conway Twitty was certainly a...
I liked his stuff.
A big contributor to country music.
The Twitty Bird.
Yep.
I like tight-fitting jeans. That's what I like.
Oh, yes. That's one of the songs I can see you, yeah, latching onto.
I know all the words.
I'm sure you do.
All 3 of them. Hello to the Muleshoe Volunteer Fire Department today.
Hey, how's it going?
100 years of service in Muleshoe for Bailey County. They're going to have a big celebration June 28th from 11 o'clock till 2 there.
And don't forget, there is, on the 13th of this month, there is a golf tournament and a cornhole tournament
over
at the Tule Creek Golf Course to raise money for, what is it, Happy Crest.
Vigo Park,
Silverton,
yep.
Nazareth, Tulia, fire departments. $400, is it per team for the golf tournament, and $40 for the cornhole. Cornhole starts at 9, and the golf tournament's later in the afternoon. I think 3 or 4 is something like that. So really good fundraiser, something you want to be a part of. So, you know, go on over there and have some fun playing golf and raise some money for some very much needed people in our community.
Mark Oppold just sent me a message.
Oh, Mark Oppold.
The bottom line, of course.
Really? What's going on?
I said, hey, you may not have heard this, but Jim Stewart passed away in Lubbock yesterday at 85. He goes, thanks, Todd. Lost another good one. Hope is all as well with you. That's exactly what he said.
Whoa, okay. Okay, lost another good
bottom
one.
Line,
you know, there just aren't that many farm broadcasters left. And these guys were the ones that were ahead of you.
Yep. Yep.
And when you came into the business, these are the people that you looked up to, and now you're one of the few left standing.
Jim Stewart was funny as hell, man. I'd see him at meetings, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Jim? Oh, you know, he'd start yakking about stuff, and 20 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I kind of know what's going on now.
Okay, thanks for the info. I got to go.
He talked really fast.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Where was he? Was he from Lubbock?
Yep.
Oh, and he talked fast?
Yep.
Well, that's unusual.
He was with the old police department for a while, and then he went to the radio station to do some reports with them, and they ended up saying, hey, why don't you come do this full-time? I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he got into the
business.
So
that's how he got into it. Well,
it's
good.
790 KFYO.
Oh, KFYO.
Yeah, they used to be south of town there, a really nice setup they had, and
mm-hmm.
Then it all went to pot when all these other big companies bought all this
junk.
Well,
the big companies
screwed everything up.
Took them some time, but they really just messed it all up, I tell you what.
Guess what happened in 1896, June the 5th?
1896? Really? I have no idea.
I'm getting banjo arm.
Yeah, you're getting tambourine hand.
Remember the song Tambourine Man?
I do remember that. And we talked about getting that song, but we have never
even
looked
for it.
We
talk about a lot of stuff.
We do. And then it just kind of goes away.
Back in 1896, Henry Ford successfully drove his first automobile.
Oh, did he really?
Called the Quad Tricycle through the streets of Detroit.
Oh, it was a tricycle?
Yeah, you know, it looked a little kind of a bike vehicle. It was a gasoline-powered engine mounted on a lightweight frame with four bike wheels.
Can I see a picture? Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, there it is.
Where is it? Oh, it looks like one of those carriages.
Yeah.
With just, yeah, we saw one of those in the museum there in, was it Reno that they had? They had something like that there.
I think
there.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could go up to 7 miles an hour.
Wow.
Get there 7 by next
miles.
Week.
It's a little faster than walking, but not much.
Mm-hmm. So whatever could happen with the wheat crop in Oklahoma has happened because the drought and now the rain has delayed harvest because it's too wet.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
You can't win for losing.
Well, that was in Kansas, not Oklahoma.
Oh, well, you said Oklahoma, so...
Well, hell, I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, well, I have so much going on, I don't even know what I'm saying. There
so,
we go.
So, Colin Woodall called in. I was getting worried he wasn't going to call, because you know how that is.
I know,
he's
had...
He's in mountain time.
There was a time when that happened a lot, when people would say...
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, I'm going to call. Oh, I forgot. Can I call now? No, it's too late.
We're tight here. We don't have time just to waste and yak and wait around.
There was a time when we had a lot of time,
and
but
we don't
that's,
anymore.
That's not now.
From the news department at the Rhodes Memorial Library here in town.
Oh, Rhodes Memorial Library.
They got 72 new books in, courtesy of a $1,000 grant.
I saw that, and our friend Sue was in the picture.
There, yeah.
Yes. She was one of the best neighbors we've ever had. We
I said,
really
hey, you want
enjoyed
me to mow your yard? Yeah, okay.
Having her. Yeah, and getting to know her.
The grant was provided by the Texas Panhandle Library Reading Initiative for Young Children.
Yeah, I noticed it, that they were children's books that they bought, and I recognized a lot of those. Those were books that I read to my students when I was, a teacher.
I read a book once when I was a kid, but I can't say it over the air.
You know what it was called?
I'm sure there weren't a lot of books
There's
you
a book
read.
About trucks.
Trucks.
But the title wasn't... it wasn't really good.
It wasn't a good, yeah. I'm sure that's...
Fox 26 News in Houston.
Houston.
Bluebell is bringing back a patriotic favorite to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the USA.
Oh, are they? Really?
You know,
they, what are they bringing?
You know, vanilla and
oh, they're bringing back the Neapolitan?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, for the old 250th anniversary.
How does vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry fit into that?
Well, they're going to darken it up a little bit so it looks like red
light. Oh, they're going to put some of that oil-based or petroleum-based dye
WD-40
in there.
WD-40 in there. With a pinch of liquid wrench or something.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Well, millions of Americans could see their Social Security benefits go down by $500 a month by the year 2032.
Oh, really? 2032?
Yep. Because of the report that was released this week on Wednesday from the Responsible Federal Budget Report.
Responsible Federal Budget?
You could get a reduction of 24%.
So people who are already getting their money will get a reduction? Oh, my gosh.
Screw that.
Wow. Wow. That's why people want to get their money now.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't waiting. I ain't no fool.
Wait for those people. You'll end up with nothing.
That's what they want.
That's right.
If you live in Iowa, it's only going to be $504 a month. If you live in Texas, it's going to be $489 reduction.
I don't know if I like that.
No, I don't like it. I'm calling Dr. Social Security, dude.
Dr. Social Security.
That's the biggest load of crap I've ever
heard. It is. It's a big load of you know what.
The Social Security Administration continues to face financial pressure from the aging population. We want people to die, so we have to pay you nothing.
Well, they're trying to kill us with all the stuff they put in our food and the you know all these chemicals they give us. They're like, come on, people, are you not figuring this out?
Budget their dang money. That's what they need to do.
Responsible, what was it? Responsible government report.
Hillary, I said earlier, I don't think Colin's going to call. No, she just replies. Because I was getting worried.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, we're going to be seeing those country folks in July at the NCBA summer meeting.
Well, you never told me if we were going to that
we're going.
Or not. Oh, now you've
it's
decided
official.
We're going. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me now. I didn't know until this moment. Because I said, do you want to go to this? It's a Sunday through Tuesday thing. We could be there Sunday and leave Monday evening.
We had a business meeting about that yesterday.
Yeah, but there was never any decision made. Ever.
Well, that's what I do. I don't say, I have to ponder that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, at the old coffee shop today, Salisbury meatballs, creamy mashed potatoes, green beans, and a roll.
Salisbury meatballs. Wow, that sounds yummy.
Have you seen my meatballs?
Mamma mia, pizza pie.
So that's today for lunch at the old coffee shop on the square.
That sounds yummy. Yeah. So get yours today.
Green beans on a roll there.
I need my green beans.
You know how that is.
I like my green beans.
Yep. So there you go. Well, the Texas Tech girls lose last night.
Oh, man, that was so disappointing. And it was like it was a repeat of last year.
Yep.
They lost both games, and they were done.
We stopped watching it because we're getting nervous.
Well, because we needed to relax so we could go to sleep, and it was making us nervous. It was making us tense. And I said,
we don't need any of that crap. I can't do this. No.
So, we stopped. We stopped
watching.
So
let's turn it to something else, because let's get
And then I woke
intense.
Up late in the middle of the night and checked the score and said, oh, Texas won, and went back to sleep.
You actually told me that, but I don't remember hearing that.
I did tell you that, and then this morning you're looking it up. I'm like, I told you that last night. Oh, you did? Yeah.
Well, I'm not good at listening.
Well, at least you know it.
Uh-huh. So anyway, Texas Tech former quarterback Patrick Mahomes was there.
Yes, with his wife Brittany.
That's pretty cool that, you know, he has all this fame and money and he still puts on his Tech shirt.
Yep, and he supports all of the different programs
like
at Texas Tech. He's been at basketball games. He went to the, obviously he went to the softball games. Yes, he is a huge supporter of that school. That's where he started. That's where he got started, and he, you know.
I'm glad that he didn't forget about all that kind of stuff, because some people do.
Yeah. Some people never go back.
Like after I went to the blowtorch in Amarillo, you know, I just, you know, never went to my head.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of News Channel 10.
Oh, News Channel 10.
KFDR. I don't know if I can read this without laughing.
Oh, really? Funny stuff coming up.
From News Channel 10, 11 minutes ago, Gas X has been recalled over contamination concerns from machine leakage.
Gas X? What is... Oh, it's for gas. Oh, really? For leakage? What does that even mean?
That's what I said.
Leakage where? Said. Like, where is it leaking?
That's from News Channel 10, some Gas X Extra Strength soft gels are being recalled for safety-based concerns.
Oh, my goodness.
The Food and Drug Administration says the products might have become contaminated with coolant caused by a machine leakage while they were being processed and packaged.
Coolant? Like antifreeze? Oh, my gosh.
There have been no reports of any related illnesses or injuries so far. The Extra Strength soft gels are identified as green capsules and found in the packaging with a green band.
Wow.
If you have some Gas X, throw them away.
Take them back to the
Take
store.
The high road.
I don't even know what to say. What a... That's scary.
I read that like four times this morning before I actually thought, is this a joke?
Wow.
They got the extra strength there with the green...
that's terrible. How did they figure this out?
It's the number one doctor recommended... brand for gas.
Is it really? Is that what it says?
Yeah, on the box.
On the box. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Okay, well, if you're using GasX, you might want to know that.
Just a little tip there.
Just a little tidbit of information.
Or don't eat carrots or something, I don't know.
Well, don't eat something that makes you gassy, I guess.
Hey, that dude, James Handy, you know, for that actor. Somebody called 911 yesterday and confessed.
That was the girlfriend's son.
Yep.
He confessed.
Can you believe he did that?
Well, that's happened before. We've seen we've seen stories on ID Network and some of these other channels that investigate this kind of stuff. And people have called and said, yeah, this is what I did, and I'm sitting here waiting for you to come get me.
Happy anniversary to McGavick Motors.
Oh, how many years?
50 years.
Really? 1976?
They started in Peeville with one dealership.
And you were there when they came up with the McGavick.
Tim Roberts actually did that.
Yeah. And
they've used it ever since.
And you watched one of the kids go through
Brent.
High school. Yeah.
He played football for the Bulldogs.
For the Plainview Bulldogs. Right there.
And Steve McGavick is dad.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. They're not in Plainview anymore.
No, they're in bigger towns. So Amarillo police arrest two people in connection with that South Tyler shooting.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. Remember the South Tyler shooting a week or two ago?
No, this wasn't the one at the apartments. This was a different one.
Different one.
Okay.
So that's good. They're getting some stuff done.
At least they're finding people. Now, there's the story about the 27-year-old woman who was killed by her 34-year-old ex-boyfriend. And he had been in jail a couple of times. He'd been released. Didn't even go to his probation officer. Didn't report. Didn't give his address. Nothing.
Nope.
They arrest him again, and he gets out again, and then since December, he's had an arrest warrant, right? But they don't find him until after he kills her. So, yeah.
If you're a farmer in the listening area and you want to buy a 40-foot ripper, there's one for sale in Dimmitt for $60,000.
Wow.
Rip, rip, rip.
Rip it up.
Rip it up and pack it up. I'm getting tired. What day is it? Is it Friday?
That's like the Kiss song, Lick It Up. It's Rip It Up.
Is that what
that
song
is? Yes. Lick It Up.
I never knew what they said.
We could turn that into Rip It Up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Rip It Up.
You didn't know they were singing
no.
that? That's the name of the song.
I don't know. I had no idea. Well, at least I'm honest.
Oh, that is true.
Yep, News Channel 11, Abner Rusty today.
Oh, little Abner.
Lubbock mourning the death of ag broadcaster Jim Stewart.
Yeah, that is sad.
He was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
85 years old, passed away peacefully yesterday.
You were talking to somebody the other day that said every day that he would meet him at the
Oyster Bar.
Lone Star Oyster Bar.
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
Have some brewskis and oysters every day.
And he said if you would buy him the drinks, he'd stay longer.
I'm sure.
That's what the guy told me.
I'm sure he would.
It's like, how's it going, Jim?
Well, if you buy me another, I'll tell you how it's going.
Every day at 1 o'clock, that's where he was.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was on Texas Country Reporter, too.
Oh, he was?
They did a story about him on Texas Country Reporter.
Wow, we need to get them over here and talk to you. A little chit-chat. No? You're making faces.
Hell no.
You don't want any part of it.
Won't be no TV, dude. So that was kind of sad to hear that. He kind of retired, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I do remember when he announced that he was retiring.
Him and me, Jim Stewart and Kurt Lancaster and Roddy Peoples and all those people around town. Rockin' Roddy. Was that a siren?
No, that's the water cooler.
Oh. I thought it was a siren. Oh, well.
Yes, Jim C. died peacefully at his home in Lubbock.
Yep, yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Mississippi AM radio station blames the data center for their station going off the air.
Really? A data center for their station
going
off the air?
You know
why?
Why? Because they sold the damn land to them that the tower was at.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, no.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Oh, he hosted an ag program until 2023, so it was just 3 years ago.
It wasn't very long ago.
Yeah. Wow, so they sold the land to them, and then they were upset that they went off the air? What did they do? Just cut the power to the tower or something? What did they do?
No, they took everything down and sold the land. There you go.
You're kidding. Oh, my
gosh.
Because
a lot of money.
Wow.
Cash walks and talks. And
so the radio station went off the air because they sold the land for more than they could sell the radio station for. Well, yeah, if the data centers are coming in, then they're going to pay top dollar and beyond.
Yep. So there you go. More stupid stuff. No?
It sounds stupid to me.
Every day we find stupid things.
Oh, yes.
Here's a quote from a philosopher.
Who is this philosopher? I want to know.
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius.
You ready?
Let me see that name.
No. Difficulties are not interruptions to your path. They are the path itself.
Oh, really?
He looks like a Dusakey guy.
Let me see. Oh, yes, he's
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like that little quote.
Jim Stewart wore a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Cowboy Jim, I called him.
Did you?
Yeah, when we had NFB meetings at the end of the meeting in Kansas City, he'd be sitting by the guy playing the piano in the lobby and having a couple of scotch and waters. And,
really? Wow. Yeah.
Jim was always by the piano. Enjoying the music.
So he wasn't singing?
No, he was just sitting there listening.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was always there when I walked in the lobby and, hey, it's Jim Stewart. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hello to CSAC today. They were rude yesterday.
Yes, they were.
That lady was a total grump.
Yes. She was a total you-know-what.
And she was not
fun.
And I
told her to stop wasting my time and hers, and I never heard from her again.
I know, that was weird.
I'm glad she got the message. She's ghosting you now. I'm glad she got the message.
This house is for sale in Plainview or rent. Look at that. You remember that one?
I do remember that house. Yes, yeah. That's right. That's on 7th Street, just down from the Reuse It store.
1508 mm-hmm. West 7th Street, only $1,595 a month to rent.
Wow, that's a big house.
4-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yeah.
I think the president of Wayland used to live there.
No, that was one of those other houses.
I know Tom Hall lived
the
there.
Road.
the King.
I do remember that house, yes.
I like that house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got Austin Bugler coming up at 9.
We do have Austin Bugler coming at 9. Sue Martin said she was going to have to pass today.
She was swamped, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure she's covered up. There's a lot going on in the world. Man, can we keep up? It is just between the wheat crop and now the screw worm and the Iran thing and gas prices and fertilizer. Like, where do you start?
I don't know. It's a lot.
So we're not sure. We're supposed to get our receiver for the Texas Rangers today. Hopefully we can get it early enough that we can get it connected and up and running so everything works like it should.
Well, it's coming from FedEx, so who knows?
Well, it's coming from Amarillo, so they should drive right through here first and
they
stop.
Should.
Well, I don't know.
It said it could be as late as 2 o'clock.
It says between 9 and 2.
Yeah.
And it's usually in the morning. So I'm hopeful that they'll actually stop here. And if you see the FedEx truck around town, you better knock on the door and say, "Hey, give me my stuff." Okay, thanks for tuning in, Todd, Nancy, in the morning in the AgriPlex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. This is the time.
Oh, my God.
This is the time I get to talk really fast.
Oh, we'll talk fast.
I'm talking fast. Okay. 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. We really do appreciate you every day. Don't forget to go to the coffee shop today and get you some lunch.
That's a yummy lunch.
You can also get your breakfast burrito there. They do serve those in the mornings every day of the week now, Monday through Saturday. Everybody have a great day. Have a great weekend. We are done for today. Stay tuned to KDHN all day, every day, weekends included, for all your ag news, markets, weather, and the best country music around. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We'll be back next week.